Well, hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, and this is episode 37. We're a few days late with what we said would be a bit of a GB special. Unfortunately, when you break news like the signing of Dima, you've got to go straight there, unfortunately. But very, very excited to have these two gents joining us here on the pod. Owen, first of all, thanks very much for joining us again. Second appearance, I believe.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
And a behind the curtain debut for Reese. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Mitch. Yeah, just doing all right.
I say, you two have had a busy season, haven't you? So I'm sure you're just enjoying a little bit of time away from the game at the moment. But we'll jump straight into things, I think. And we'll start off with Seahawks and individual seasons, I think, or the best place to start. I mean, I'm going to start with you on this one. Coming into obviously second year, with the Seahawks. Coming into this one, sort of, how did you in terms of your position, doing in terms of the team, and did you sort of have any goals for the year coming in, and sort of when looking back on it now, how do you think the year went as a whole?
I think as a whole, the season went very well, like on a team level and an individual level. I think for myself, like goals wise, I just wanted to improve the last year, like obviously beat the points tally that I had last year, and then obviously help the team out a little bit more. And there was a few times this season where I played in that top six role and being given them opportunities to play in that top six. I thought that was something that I had, that was one of my goals, and to step up there was good. And yeah, I think the team this year have done really well. I think it was unfortunate not to get to Coventry, but obviously like the success of the cup final and to get to the final is such a big thing in only being our second year.
No, I mean, I say that it's something we've spoken about a lot here on the pod. Despite the heartbreak of that cup final, there's so much to sort of look back on in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a few season reviews. Matty's joining us for a big bumper one as well. So there's so much, as you say, good stuff to look back on throughout the year. You've mentioned 71 points tally, 18 on the season. 10 goals, 8 assists, for the Seahawks, and then GB points as well. You've had a busy year, to say the least.
Yeah, I think no, I'm definitely happy with what I've done this year. I think there's always ups and downs in the season, but I think looking back on it as a whole, yeah, I'm definitely happy with what I've produced with this season.
And Reese, to sort of throw it over to yourself, because obviously this time last year, I think you were still in that position of working out what you were going to be doing this season, weren't you?
Yeah, I was still playing at Widnes at the time, and then obviously, Matty spoke to me through OB. He got OB to send me a message across, get me down to one of the summer trainings, and yeah, just went off from there.
I think OB's going to be wanting some agent fees, I think, maybe soon enough then. I'd be knocking on Matty's door, Owen. Reese, so from that summer training camp, so stepping on the ice with the Seahawks for the first time, sort of how did that come about then? Was it a case of one session led to another, and then Matty's obviously will approach you, and I've got to say, someone I've got to know very well over the season, your dad as well. It's some
Yeah.
miles you two have been putting in. To sort of, to make this happen.
Yeah, so it started off, came down for the first session. Matty said I did all right, asked me to go back for the next one, and then yeah, I went a few times, and then he asked me to sign as a two-way. And obviously I was thrilled at the time. I was only expecting to come down and do some sessions, just get the experience up. But when he asked me to sign, I was absolutely thrilled.
In terms of that two-way, sort of, was there an expectation of shifts minutes, or was it just going to be even getting that bit of time on the bench? It's always going to help, but as I say, it's a key period of a hockey player's career, sort of where you're at now. And we've had chats with Matty and Dominic Osmond at Blackburn as well, and about how you need to be playing at the very best level where you're going to get some time on the ice, and sort of this give you the best of both.
Yeah, so I was meant to be just coming down, sitting on the bench every now and again, just getting my experience up training with obviously the bigger lads, and then injuries happened, and next thing you know, I was rotating in on the third line, getting a few shifts here and there, and yeah, Matty thought I did well, so just worked out.
Talking of injuries, from the Seahawks, you had one pretty early in the season yourself that sort of kept you out for quite a while, wasn't it? It was a couple of months,
Yeah,
that you were.
I broke my wrist, and then I was out for what I think it was 3 months or something like that.
So obviously that kind of didn't help, but then came back, did some recovery, and then got straight back into it.
No, say, coming into this, at a young age, having that injury and then that time out, it's a bit of character, to be honest, to bounce back in the way you did, to find yourself becoming a bit more of a common fixture on the ice. And sort of when that happened, there was something, you could feel a buzz around the arena. I'm not going to lie, when you did step onto the ice, did it sort of, how did it make you feel? That, I'll be honest, quite a lot of the fans seemed to really grow to you very quickly. They were, a few recycled shirts around the rink. Yeah, I'll be honest, one of the loudest cheers I've heard in an away game all year was you at Sheffield, when you absolutely, ripped that into the top of the net. The fans really got behind you.
It's been good. Like, all the fans have been like really welcoming, and anything I needed, they've helped me out with. Their support on the ice just keeps me going. Like, gets me up, gets me ready to play. So yeah.
I suppose it means it does give you that ability. You mentioned about, getting up, and I said about the miles you're putting in, to come, from home, to the Seahawks, multiple times a week. Sometimes, these can be arrangements to stay over, but to know that, the fans are so appreciative and Matty's, backing you, that must make that sort of thing a little bit easier.
It makes it so much easier. But like with the mileage, it was absolutely horrible. It's like 2.5 hours up there, 2.5 hours back. But with like the support of the lads and everything, being able to stay over in like the team house and stuff like that, it's just been really helpful.
I say, we'll talk a little. We've got to mention that Sheffield game, actually. I think we've touched upon it there. It went very quickly from, you got an assist on the Brock goal, I think, very early in the game. The crowd loved that one, and I think then Deck got one as well that night. I think he'd scored his first the night before, wasn't it? Or a couple of the game before. And then to find yourself, getting your first goal and some finish, got some accolades around the league, got widely shared that one.
Yeah, it was a really good goal for my first National League goal. I know I didn't really smile or anything when I scored it, but I was like so happy, really, really, really chuffed. But yeah, it was good.
You were waiting for that puck back for some while, I've got to say. We mentioned it on the pod at the time. I think Faye Andrews, I think, was the one who was left for the job to retrieve it from the net. I think she tweeted on the night, all these big hockey players around us, and it's left to me to go fetch it from the net. I think Brock made a bit of a joke about it, but it's one that'll, be remembered, I think, for yourself, if you dad as well. But all the Seahawks fans who were there as well, it's one of the goals of the year that they'll, really remember that one. Throw it back to you, Obi, of course. What would you say? Is there any key moments? We mentioned maybe Sheffield there for Reece. Any key moments that you might have picked up on throughout the season yourself?
I think playing in that cup final was very special. I think, going into the rink and they had all them like posters, on the chairs. Just it was that something about that the rink that night when everybody was there. It was a really big moment for the club, but for myself as well, to embrace that moment, it was really good. Obviously when Reece twatted that one in top bins, I was buzzing for him. He didn't smile or anything. He looked so casual, but yeah, I was buzzing for him there. And I think scoring at Leeds away was a big one for me. I think it's a hard place to go and score, and it was probably just a little backdoor tapping, and that's all I normally do. But it still went in, and I was still buzzing with it. So yeah.
Okay, to bring it on to the GB talk now, of course, we've paired you up together tonight as our two representatives of the GB under 18 side, but I've got to start with you and Owen in the 20s as well. That happened in December. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to catch up with you at that time, but the GB under 20s tournament, I say, 17, stepping up to under 20s, there's not too many players who do it, it just shows, one, how you come on over the last couple of years, playing all the way up to that age level. And I say, looking at, that, stats on the tournament, got an assist in that as well, and finding your feet at that level. How did you find that one went in December?
I think just to be recognised to, play 20s with me still being an under 18 was it was definitely that was a big moment for me. I think, my hard work had paid off, and to be like recognised and with that group of players, it was really special. And yeah, I learnt a lot there. The coaching staff was really good. The team was really good. A lot of players in the Elite League there, kids abroad. I learned a lot off them. Like training every day with them for 2 weeks was it was really good for my development, and Yeah, I think the level was it was a lot different, a lot bigger and stronger, but it was mainly like seniors, so I was used to that physicality side, but the speed at a World Championships is it's a lot different.
And I say, it just shows, making that jump now, who knows, the next couple of years of eligibility, who knows where that's going to go. In terms of 18s, then, sort of between the two of you, really, talk us through that process of, obviously, Owen, you played 18s last year, roughly the same time, wasn't it? Sort of April time. And then where does it all start, sort of the process of putting this 18s together for this tournament that's just been and gone? How far back do you sort of hear stuff about it, the trial start, that sort of thing?
So for 18s, I think we start in like July, trial start. So the 20s you start in June because obviously the tournament's in December, and then the 18s you have a trial in July, a trial in August, and then I was away with the 20s at December, and they did some challenge games against France. I think Reese played in them,
Yeah.
and so I think they have a trial in October as well. So they do 3 to 4 trials, and then we normally try and get a training session together. But and that's hard though, because we've got kids abroad and stuff, and it's hard to bring everyone over to the UK for a 2 to 3 day camp. But we'll go to like World Championships like 5 days early and train every day, like twice a day for 4 days straight. So that's the process, really. I think maybe pass it over to Reese a little bit about the France games.
Yeah, so just
So
for
yeah,
you, I
go
was,
on.
so just before we move on to sort of the challenge game, in terms of the trials, Reece, of course, it's your first time at that level, when you head there in July. So how do you find it, sort of that process? Of course, Owen's been through it before. Was he maybe giving you a few, tips, hints, that sort of thing, as to what might be coming over the next couple of months as well?
To be fair, all the boys there were like really good with it. Like it was my first time ever trialing for GB. I'd never got a trial up until this year, and then I was really nervous. But as soon as I got in there, I just thought it's just hockey. You've just got to keep playing. But yeah, it was really like, oh, how do I say it? It meant like a lot to me because it's like representing your country. So I was like really nervous for the entire time of it, but just got to settle down and do what I do.
In regards to those challenge games then against France, of course, it can't have been too long after you returned from injury then, if those games happened in December.
No, so the games were the weekend after I had my cast off. So I think I had about 5 days before I was back there training. So we had the training session in the morning, then we had a game in the evening. So on the first day, I missed the first game, so that I could rest my wrist because it was in pain for the second day. And the second day we did the training and the game, which was, I think it was really good. It like got the team together, although we were missing some lads like Connolly and Owen, it still got the team like bonding. So I think it was really good.
In terms of then that process of picking the team, sort of that, of course, Coach, Sean Easton's going to take to this tournament in Poland. When do you sort of find out the roster then? Do you find out much ahead of when the public announcement is?
I think we found out like a week before you guys. So, like maybe tell like a few of your family members before everybody else gets to find out. A little bit more special because like people close to you get to find out first.
Obviously, in terms of finding out that roster, because for those who maybe don't really too follow the GB side of things, Reese, you were originally sort of one of the reserves, weren't you, for this squad? And
Yeah.
how did that, of course, you had those trials over the summer, you've had the challenge game straight after, coming off the back of an injury. Sort of finding out you were on that reserve squad, how did that sort of feel? Of course, it's obviously great to know, see, you're on the mind of the coach, but to not quite make the squad, how did you find that, first of all?
I was obviously a bit devastated, but I was just really proud of myself after not making a trial before to making the reserves team, just coming back from injury. I was happy with myself, but obviously really devastated not making the travelling team.
And I suppose that gives you a bit of, extra fire for that, next coming months, as you start
Yeah.
to find yourself, on the ice a bit more for the Seahawks, and you're pairing up, quite often, with Owen and Deck, but wherever you find yourself on the ice, you're putting those shifts in. Was that sort of a bit of an extra driver?
Yeah, it was definitely a momentum boost. So when I found out I was a reserve, I just put double the amount of effort in, played the best hockey I've played all season. So it was really, really good for me. It just helped me that next level.
And I suppose it's one of those things to keep in the back of your mind. Every game against the Raiders, you've got to count for double now as well. You've got to try and impress Sean.
Yeah, that was a difficult one because it was one of my first games playing as a third liner. Don't think I did the best game there. Fell over the blue line a few times, but yes, obviously you've seen something different.
Oh, yeah, I mean, had a bit of a smile on his face for that one. I think he's someone's
Yeah, I
just
remember
flash.
that one. It was a good laugh.
Onto that decision, of course, Owen, I'll throw it over to you quickly. In terms of when you got that news, of course, back in the 18 side, you don't want to say it, expected or taken for granted, because obviously you just played 20s in the summer. But, once again, another confirmation you're in the squad. As a more senior player now, having been on the year before as well, telling everyone, how did that feel?
That 18s call, like the coaches and like the manager staff, like the office staff, everybody there. It's a great group. Like the teams this year and last year, every single player got on with everybody. It was a really good group. And yeah, just I think because obviously I went at the France games, I felt like I didn't feel left out, but it would have been nice to like get in with the boys a little bit more. But no, definitely to find out I was going back, because especially as more of a senior player, it's a big step up, a chance to show what you're made of. And yeah, to go away with that group again was very special.
And Therese, of course, a while later, but only a few weeks left, I think, of the regular season from what we know anyway. You may have found out earlier, but when you got that call to say, someone, I think it was Finn Braden, I think, who didn't.
Greg.
Gregor Mills, sorry, I knew he was one of the Leeds guys. Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, Gregor Mills had pulled out of, the squad. Due to, I believe, just taking up another opportunity elsewhere, I think it was the line that was given.
Yeah.
And that you were the one in there to take that spot. How did you find that one?
I got the email. I think it was 2 weeks before we was meant to be traveling. So I was really excited. Like it was the happiest I've been in a while. Yeah, got everything sorted straight away, and then it just flew by. I was next meeting. I was on the plane on the way to Poland.
And in terms of that trip, for some might find it a bit of a strange time to put an under 18s sort of World Junior Championships, when it's at the same time as playoffs over here. But a lot of European leagues are done and dusted by this point, aren't they? We seem to play a little bit later than everybody else, which is probably why it is how it is. But was there a little bit of that? You're obviously excellent, representing your country again, GB under 18s. Was there a little bit of, that you wanted to just be back here, with it in the playoffs with the lads?
Yeah, so obviously we've all been meant to be going away. I was looking forward to getting a bit more ice time, playing in the playoffs with the boys. I wanted to do it, but then I couldn't turn down the GB opportunity when it came.
I don't think anyone would ever expect you to. Is how does that call go to Matty, by the way? When you get the email, how do you then let Matty know that, you're not going to be there for April?
I messaged him straight away, and I was just like, "Matty, I don't think I'm going to be able to play the playoff games." I had an email today from GB saying that I'm going, and he was just like, "Yeah, no worries, mate. Have fun, enjoy yourself, and play hard."
Yeah, I think that's just Matty, that isn't it? Enjoy yourself, play hard. It's exactly what you want, you guys to go out and do. In terms of that trip, then, Irby, you've already mentioned, it's quite a grueling schedule in the lead up to the games. Training twice a day, for those games, just needing to build that bit of chemistry, because of course you've got guys, all across the national division, guys who are, playing the hockey in North America as well. How do you sort of, find those few days? Is it finding what partnerships are working? How, Sean Easton's going to find, what his lines are? How does that go about?
I feel like when we first get there, like they have like a scratch of who they want on their power plays, their lines, their penalty kills. And as the sessions go on and the games, like we played a preseason game, as that goes on, you get to find out a lot about each other. I think my line switched. I ended up with two other people throughout the tournament. Like whoever's really going, whatever people are playing well together in training, they'll see what goes on. But I think that training camp, it's definitely like everyone's getting on, and it's about bonding as a team. Because I think Reese can tell you, like when we first got there, we had like just separate groups. Nobody, like everyone spoke, but they weren't confident enough to have like a laugh with each other. And then I think as a tournament started, everyone became such a big group, and everyone got on with each other. And I think that's what it's there for. So I think like Sean has a difficult decision to like pick who's playing with who, but I think it was definitely the right combinations at the end. And obviously, them last two games were unbelievable, scoring 9 goals each game. That's very rare in a World Championship.
I'd say it was great to be able to watch those games, from home. I think a lot of Seahawks fans were tuning in, and I think there's the supporters forum was buzzing. I think they were live co people were live commentating how you two were getting on. I think they were all just buzzing to see you out there. Sort of, how did that feel? Knowing that it's not just friends and family watching. You've got the whole club sort of behind you during the week here.
Yeah, it's special, I think, knowing that you just like there's not just your parents there supporting you. Like I was seeing on the forums and stuff, everyone there supporting us, cheering us on, and it means a lot. I think there's a lot of kids in the National League, and everyone's there cheering everyone on. But when me and Reese know we've got like the Seahawks fans behind us as well, it definitely gives us an extra boost to perform.
In terms of, that tournament, then, of course, it was the first game was the big one, wasn't it? A lot of people saw that maybe as a gold medal matchup straight away, and it was maybe just a tough start for you guys. It didn't quite hit the ice running, and then you really grew into the game and took it to them.
I think obviously that group, the group above, is very good. Every team's as good as each other, and whichever team comes down there, they're expected to go up straight away. I think it's hard 5 days training camp to get prepared for a gold medal match, but I think we really pushed through and to respond after being 3-0 down in the first period. That showed real like team spirit, and I think that was something that helped us push on for the rest of the tournament. But I think if we played Poland at the end of the tournament, I think we would have beat them 100%.
Just another one to you, actually, something we've not actually picked up on. You mentioned, well, we've both mentioned here, you've been one of the senior players in that 17s, but managed to have a chat, I think, with your family. You were down at the Seahawks game once you were already out there, but a bit of a chat you'd had with the coaches, wanting you to sort of be one of the leaders of that team, and you were rewarded with one of the A's.
Yeah, that was biggest honor of my career. It was something that it was on the back of my mind. If I was in that leadership team, I really wanted to help the team out as best as I could. And I think the other two lads, Seb and Archie, they were really good. I think us three together as a whole, we really helped push that team forward. And yeah, as I say, to be trusted and like to be like trusted by the coaches to be on like honored with a leadership role, it was definitely something I'm very proud of.
And sort of throw it back to you, Reese, in terms of getting on the ice in that first game of the tournament. Was it sort of what you expected from international hockey? I know you had the challenge games against France, but going straight in against Poland, was it sort of the game you expected?
Yeah, 100%. They came out flying at us, obviously, put us 3-0 down after the first period. It was just a bit of a wake-up call, like that it was the World Championships and that we needed to all step our game up. And then we did just exactly that.
And I say, in terms of you mentioned about those relationships that you have with some of the players, because Owen, you'll have played quite a few of those guys before. Yourself is, of course, Kyle Carruth, he's played with you, at Widnes, trained with you throughout the year as well. And I saw a picture of you two, I think, with your medals afterwards. Sort of getting to play with people and sort of have those experiences with them. How was that?
Oh, it was brilliant. Even going away with OB, someone that I'm good friends with, it just made it so much better. Just that extra guy to lean on.
In terms of some of your, teammates in that group, then, because of course, it was a big night for one of your teammates during the tournament, I think, Jack Clark, wasn't it? Of course, who plays his hockey out in Canada, was drafted in the OHL and sort of must have been the early hours of the morning for you. I don't know if you were all staying up to see if he got drafted or all tucked up in bed ready for a game the next day, but how was he? Big news to see, these GB under 18s players getting those chances. I think he was drafted by the Erie Otters out there.
We all went to bed and then woke up in the morning seeing it and all ran to his room and congratulated him. He was buzzing. He was well happy with it. So
Yeah.
Another good player that's showing his talent.
Yeah, Jack's a top lad. I played with him like in the start of the tournament, and he's really good, really hard worker, and I think deserves every chance he's getting. And yeah, as I say, we was all in the lift in the morning, screaming and shouting. It was like 7 in the morning, but you know, he was probably buzzing, so he deserved that hype.
No, I think you've got to. I think it's a great opportunity, to see young British players who are getting those opportunities. It's what we need, you can. There's so much hockey to be played over here, but some of those opportunities are fantastic elsewhere as well. In terms of what's to come, then of course, looking ahead, I'm sure you'll both have club personal ambitions. You've got international ambitions as well. Obi, to start with you, of course, second year of your 2 year deal coming up with the Seahawks. I'm sure you'll sort of be wanting to push, you'll be pretty soon heading off to maybe GB under 20s trials for December again as well. How do you see the next year coming?
I think you've got to take it step by step. I think I want to push that top six forwards again. Last year, a few chances where I was in that top six and given the opportunity, I want to be able to do that. Hopefully, play centre again. That's where I've played my whole life and I've had to adjust to playing on the wing, and be trusted in that middle. That's where I've always played. And, hopefully, with Reece and Deck again, we was flying towards the end of the year. So, hopefully, as an individual target, I think just obviously, beating the points tally, and then as a team, let's go like win some silverware this year. I think definitely can.
You've got experienced players. We spoke of Owen a few months ago. Owen Sobchak, that is. We spoke to Deemer only a week ago. These experienced players, who are committing to Hull because they see it as a place where trophies can be won. And to see the youth in yourselves sort of having the exact same aim, it's what exactly what Maddie and his side needs to have. To throw it over to you, Reese, the next year. Where do you see it going for yourself personally on an international side? Are you looking at, the GB under 20 trials? Is that something you can maybe have your eye on as well? You'll have 18s the month after too.
So obviously I age out of 18s now.
Oh yeah, you're
So
both no longer eligible, are you? Yeah, of
that was my
course.
last year at 18, same with Obi. But yeah, I'm just hoping to get a trial for the GB20s next year. Obviously if I don't, I'll be a bit disappointed. But as a first year, I can't really complain about it. I just need to work harder to get there.
And I say you've only been 17 now, it'll be 18 by the time those games come across, won't it? But you've got those, those future chances. In terms of, the hockey sort of, is it wanting to establish yourself in, the National Division more now you've had that flavour of it?
Yeah, obviously wanting to get more ice time in the National League to build me up as a player, to make me improve. That's all I want to do, just be the better player I can be. So yeah, obviously looking at getting more ice at National, but then if necessary, still playing Div 1 and a two-way with National.
I say it's what I mentioned earlier. We had a good chat on a past pod. If you do want to check it out, myself and Matt had a really good chat with Dominic Osmond, who's of course head coach at the Blackburn Hawks, about making sure you making use of two-way deals. If you're going to get the ice time in the National, of course play the National, make those minutes count. And when you're maybe not going to get the minutes, go out there and get some long stints down there. Just playing always up at the right level. It's important, for you and your development. As I say, both only 17 at the moment. World's your oyster in terms of that hockey at the moment. It's exactly what the Seahawks fans are all wanting. You two to progress, and as you say, you've both got your eyes on exactly in the right place on how to do that. I've got to say, thank you very much, gents. For chatting with us here on Behind the Curtain. It's been an absolute pleasure talking GB with you.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Connor.
you.
Pleasure as always.
And I've got to say, if you've enjoyed this episode with Reese Edwards and Owen Bruton, make sure you hit the like button on YouTube. Make sure you follow, like, share, and subscribe to Hull Seahawks on YouTube and to the Spotify channel as well. And make sure you tune in for the next episode of Behind the Curtain soon.